We don't observe a lot of holiday rituals here at Studio 360, but one thing we do love as the year comes to an end is highlighting the year's new entries in the National Recording Registry. That's the Library of Congress's program to recognize and preserve historic recordings, music, comedy, speeches, anything great and audio. Our 2014 series continues today with Celia Cruz, the Queen of Salsa. Cruz had been a big singing star in Cuba in the 50s. When the revolution happened, she was here in the U.S. and stayed, joining Tito Puente's band. But a decade and a half later, middle-aged and in a career slump, she teamed up with one of her biggest fans, Johnny Pacheco, co-founder of a new Latin music label called Fania Records. They released the album Celia and Johnny in 1974 using a small band that left a lot of room for vocal improvisation by Cruz. The record was a gigantic hit and helped put salsa music on the map. To tell the story of Celia and Johnny, we've got a music professor.
My name is Marisol Berrios Miranda, and I am a professor of music, ethnomusicology, and Latin American studies.
Celia Cruz's biographer.
My name is Ana Cristina Raimundo, and I am the co-author of a book called Celia, My Life, an Autobiography with Celia Cruz.
And Johnny himself.
My name is Johnny Pacheco. I'm a musician. I'm a band leader. I was a lousy violin player, but I was very well known as a percussionist.
Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, the world's greatest Latin musicians, the Fania All-Stars! Yeah!
I always wanted to start my own company because I had ideas different from what was going on.
If it was not for Fania Records, we would not be talking about all of this delicious, rich music.
Fania Records began in the 60s.
Johnny started recording Latin artists in New York.
I always wanted to record Celia. I never worked with anybody so talented. She sang like nobody sang before.
Celia Cruz, with her incredible flamboyant costumes, her 3-inch nails, her flashy smile, her warmth, she was an energy master. She would sing, and the whole vibration of the room would just be raised.
La rumba me está llamando. Bongo, dile que ya voy.
To me, it was a dream come true, playing with Celia and recording Celia. We became like family.
Celia and Johnny is such an important record because it was something that he did for her. He wanted to highlight her voice and her extraordinary ability to express emotion.
When you start listening to Kimbara, you cannot stay still. You had to dance. When I am dancing and I hear Celia shouting Azúcar, the energy goes even one more notch up.
I remember when she walked into the studio, she used to say to us, Azúcar, sugar. That's an expression of sweetness.
We have a saying in Spanish, and that is, traía la música por dentro. She had the music within her. Celia was born in Cuba, where music and rhythm is like the air that you breathe.
Voy a cantarle a mi tierra, Cuba. Ay, pero La Habana, qué linda.
Cuba is always been very, very important in the salsa Afro-Cuban continuum.
Cosa cubano de la banda acá.
Salsa is the music from Cuba, New York.
The term means sauce, salsa, sauce.
There was always this debate between Tito and Johnny, and Tito would say, Johnny, pero que la salsa se come, no se toca. We eat salsa. We don't dance it. We don't play it. And then Johnny would laugh and he would say, Tito, the kids don't know that. The generation of today thinks of guaracha, guaguancó, mambo, all of this as their grandparents' and their parents' music.
So what I did was we put the music on the one roof and called it salsa.
It was a really, I think, a truly brilliant marketing strategy to repackage these amazing, beloved rhythms that were completely familiar to the people.
I'll never forget the look on people's faces when we performed. The guys from the Bronx playing salsa.
Beautiful things about salsa and that new way of arranging sones and guarachas and mambos and bombas, all of that make that music very, very inclusive.
When I was rehearsing with the band, I saw that there were Dominicans.
Johnny is from Dominican Republic, you know.
Cuban, Puerto Rican, and two Jewish fellow.
So we have a combination of different nationalities.
And when you make a sauce, you have different ingredients. And when I saw the band on the stage, I said, this is what we got. We got salsa.
That was Johnny Pacheco remembering his 1974 album, Celia and Johnny. It's just been entered into the U.S. government's National Recording Registry. We also heard from Ana Cristina Raimundo and Marisol Berrios Miranda. Our story was produced by Devin Strolovich for BMP Audio.